Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Salvador Perez, his second of the night, his third extra base hit of the night, his fourth RBI of the night, and the Royals lead it 5-1.
And that would probably be why he wears a C on his chest. Salvador Perez, tired of losing, got the day off, came out, absolutely fired away. What was it, like a double, a homer, just absolutely an offensive showing last night for Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr. as well. And we'll keep track. We'll see how long that players-only meeting actually affected this team. The last time they had one with Raul Ibanez, it was about 2 weeks after, and they started rolling, and they never looked back after that 14-15 season when they went to the World Series, then won a World Series. This one happened last week after the Saturday night loss against the Sacramento Athletics. Then all of a sudden they get swept and then they go on the road and they have a day off. And last night they looked like a team of old. And this was J.J. Boccolo yesterday, who joined Gold and Binkley at about 10:30 yesterday, because there was a report that we will get to. His response was classic, but this was J.J. on the players only meeting.
You know, they're obviously feeling some pressure right now. Obviously we're not playing as well as we're capable of playing. And, you know, the coaches do as much as they can day to day. And one of the things we try to maintain is consistency in our practices, in our routines. So the coaches are always doing their part. But it means a lot more when somebody like Salvi or Bobby or Vinny, whoever, you know, was the lead voice in that, it means a lot more when it's coming from the players because they're holding themselves accountable. And I thought it was a very positive sign.
So that was the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Boccolo, on what the players-only meeting can do. Basically kind of just says what we all think should happen, like let your leaders talk and then let your leaders lead.
Yeah, and the leaders led yesterday, and that's what it's all about in baseball. That's what it's all about in professional sports. Go out there and make your players that get paid the most money, that are your stars, lead your team. And if they're not leading your team, well, the guy who's making $750,000 isn't going to lead your team. Like, if Bobby Witt and Salvi aren't doing it, Drew Waters ain't picking up the slack. Michael Garcia, as much as we like him, ain't picking up the slack. Kyle Isbell ain't picking up the slack for when your star players aren't producing. And when your star players produce, you win, you have success, and everything looks great.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that were listening yesterday, we were, I don't know, coming off the air about when this tweet came out. And I thought it was interesting because it said, I'm trying to think where the tweet was, but Alex has it. The guy actually listened to Alex's interview yesterday that made the tweet. But this was JJ's response to a tweet that said ownership has asked JJ to what, sell,
consider.
It's like selling. I'm trying to find the tweet because it was hilarious.
I got it because there's people out there that are making it about themselves. So let me
pull this.
Yes, for former PRP. I'm hearing Royals ownership has told JJ Boccolo to start thinking about trading some veteran talent.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, I certainly hope that Seth Lugo is on the Mets' radar. Now, first of all, a real reporter doesn't hope things for the team that they cover. I'm just going to put that out there right now. A real reporter doesn't hope that teams go out and make trades for some team that they're covering.
Yeah. So then this was JJ's response.
Unequivocally false. That is as false as can be. And, you know, the accountability of that writer should be in question.
Yeah, it's a great answer by JJ. It really is.
And then Sam Ellinger, the vice president of communication for the Kansas City Royals, responded to the tweet that the guy said and said, what was it here? He says, "This is non-true. 0%. Please kindly stop making things up."
Yeah, exactly. Great tweet by Sam, right? Yeah, and that's dude. Where, you know, that's where you just got kicked in the balls by the VP of PR. And I can tell
and
you.
The GM
and
of the
GM of the team just kicked you in the balls. You need to you need to retract that. And I can tell you, look, I did. This was one yesterday where, like, I don't call people a lot, you know, and bother these guys a lot. But yesterday was one of those where, like, all right, I need to make some phone calls on this one. And I can tell you from everybody I talked to, both inside the organization and even with other organizations, people are pissed off about this. And they are really pissed off about this guy's report. And if anything, this report may be the thing that flips the switch for the Royals and turns things in the right direction, because there is downright anger at this guy. And I talked to somebody close to ownership yesterday, and what they're saying to me is, like, we're very supportive of everything that's going on right now with JJ and the team, and we don't feel like we should be sellers at this point. There's now 36 more games to go before the trade deadline. A lot can change during that time. And I talked to someone close to ownership who even called the report yesterday bull blank in a text to me. And, like, that's how pissed off guys are in the organization. I talked to people outside the Royals organization with other teams. They go, "That's not true. That's not happening at all around baseball." So you have officials of other teams and people with the Royals both telling me how erroneous of a report that is. And those are the narratives that get out there. And because somebody puts that crap on Twitter, then fans in Kansas City start to believe that this is the case. And that's not the case at all. John Sherman has never been that owner to bail. And we can do a quick history lesson on John Sherman. When he came in, one of the first things he did in that first offseason is he told Dayton Moore, he said, "Please, here's money. Go spend it so the fans understand that I am willing to spend money and I am not a cheapskate. I am not a skinflint. I am not David Glass. I am going to go out there and I am going to spend money." And they went and spent money, and it was the Carlos Santana year, and you got some guys that were available, but they showed that they were going to spend money. Then what does he do? He supports his entire organization during COVID and keeps people employed during COVID when many other teams, most teams, shut them down, didn't pay anybody. John Sherman kept everybody on payroll, paid the minor league players, paid the front office people. John Sherman's investing $1 billion, wherever it may be, to build a new stadium. John Sherman signed Bobby Witt. John Sherman signed Cole Reagans. John Sherman signed Seth Lugo. John Sherman signed, like, what in John Sherman's MO would give anybody the impression that he's bailing on a season right now when they're 3 games below 500 and they've invested a lot into this? You don't do that when you're the owner of a franchise, and John Sherman's not that type of guy. And so that asshat who was putting that kind of stuff out there is wrong, and he's pissed off a lot of people, and this may be the springboard that this organization needs to double bird whoever the hell that loser was making up fake reports about their team. It's game on here in Kansas City, because I can tell you what, the conversations yesterday that I had with people were heated, and they were pissed, and they were upset about it. I can't imagine what the players and the rest of the organization is feeling right now.
No doubt. Yeah, that's why it's tough when you know, you get people out there, because, you know, this guy, his name was Mark Healy. You know, I mean, I guess we in a world judge, like, how many followers, what your, you know, status is. 9,700 followers, editor in chief at the Rockaway Wave. Anybody ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. And writer at Sirius XM Fantasy, host and Baseball Digest.
Right.
So.
But I think you're forgetting one key thing.
Mets
here,
fan.
Dusty. But no, past AP writer.
Founder and author, yeah, past. Yeah,
right.
Past AP writer. So, there, you know, whatever it may be.
He's the editor-in-chief of some fake publication that we never heard of, used to work for the Associated Press, and is creating rumors out there about the Royals.
Yeah, and he kind of got into it back and forth. Because after Sam Ellinger says, "Kindly stop making things up." "I don't make things up, Sam. I appreciate how quickly you and JJ responded to the report." Mellinger responds with, "LOL, period. Zero truth to it, and you know it."
Yeah.
So the guy, you know, standing his ground, doing everything he can. So, you know, he's talking like who he's asking, who he's talking to, all these sort of things. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's hoping that the Mets go out and get somebody because he's from New York, lives in New York, and wants the Mets to go to the World Series. And where he looks at is Seth Lugo, and he makes him a false claim.
Right.
Because the Royals aren't sellers. 2.5 games out of the wild card. A lot of teams in front of you. But again, like Bob said, there's 36 days until the trade deadline. You still have an entire All-Star break. And then a week after to make up your decision, you'll get Cole Reagans back during that period after the All-Star game. I believe from what JJ said Sunday in his pregame show with Jake Eisenberg or Ryan LaFever about how they want to hold on, you know, the shoulder, keep off. Take the time off, take the All-Star break off, get your mind right, get your shoulder right, and then we come back and make that push. Again, 2.5 out, and this was J.J. Piccolo on how he still has confidence in this team.
I do. I mean, we've known these guys for a lot of years. They've done a wonderful job. I mean, you know, two of the three that are in the trenches every day were with these guys going through the minor leagues. They've built relationships. They have trust in each other. Players have trust in them. You know, they feel it just as much as the players do, and they want to, you know, wave the magic wand and try to figure out what each guy needs. But really, it's just staying positive right now, understanding the history between the coaches and the players, and the reminders. Nobody knows our current hitters as well as the guys in our batting cages every day. I mean, they live with them every day. They understand their swings. They understand what makes them tick. And now it's just a matter of trying to tweak some things here and there, but also stay positive. You know, you've got to stay positive through these tougher times. And I know we have the right guys that will stay positive, and they put the work in every day. You know, I can tell you this, today in Texas is not going to look any different than last year in Texas as far as the energy and the positivity and our processes. But now the challenge is a little bit greater because the confidence, you know, is wavering a little bit, but all it takes is one little good run offensively to get that confidence back and you just go play baseball.
Speak it into existence.
That's
JJ.
Exactly right, man. That's exactly right. And also stop making up fake reports, Mets fans. I mean, just stop making up fake reports about all that kind of stuff, but also speak it into existence. And it did go into existence last night. They played great baseball last night. And so now you gotta, you know, capitalize on that. And you don't let one game just go by the wayside. All right, we had a great game last night. How do we build on that? And that's where, you know, your starting pitching, which has been great for the last 2 years, basically, that's where they pick each other up. All right, Lugo went out and dealt last night. I'm going to go out and deal tonight. Then the next guy's going to go out and deal. And you kind of keep that train going in the lineup as well. Salvi got big hits. Bobby got big hits. Vinny was big last night. Could have been bigger if the ballpark was a couple feet smaller, you know? Like, that ball even would have been out of Yankee Stadium. That's 408 feet. That's 413 feet to dead center field. That ball would have been out of Kauffman at that point. That's 410. That tells you how big that ballpark is. So that was the night that you needed last night for the Royals. They bounced back. They used that team meeting. The stars were stars, and they shut down an erroneous report. And sometimes it's fun when everybody has a common enemy to go after, right? Like this guy in New York right now, how that bonds everybody together. When everybody's got that common enemy, it bonds you all together. And I think this guy in Boston or in New York may be that common enemy who's talking smack on this team to try to get Seth Lugo on his.
What's even interesting more is that he wasn't really talking smack on the team. He's talking smack on the ownership.
Well, how does a guy in New York even have any idea of what's going on with ownership in Kansas City?
He doesn't.
Right.
He's got somebody somewhere around that's like a small spider within the walls that he's like, oh, I think though if they're going to sell, they might sell Lugo. You know what? I'm going to run with that.
Right.
And then it's somewhat our fault too.
Or hear how it goes is he's standing around a batting cage because you've been there and reporters BS with each other and somebody BS's with him and somebody probably said, well, the Royals should really consider selling right now. They're no good, and they got Seth Lugo, and we can use him here. And he took that and thought maybe the Royals are considering selling. Whatever it is, they're not right now. And that's not the MO of John Sherman at this point in time. They're vying for the postseason. They're not looking to sell any of their players, again, at this point in time. If things can go south, then that changes in 36 days. Like, life changes on a dime all the time. Things you say on Tuesday may not be true on Wednesday if certain things happen and certain circumstances change, and that could all change. But as of right now, that's just false. They're not trading anybody.
It's also partially our fault, too, for, you know, running with a report that, you know, oh, this is interesting. Why don't you let, you know, JJ strike it first and then you go after him. But, you know, that came out and, you know, we read it and then JJ joined Alex and Pink 30 minutes later and then the guy was irrelevant. But guys that do know what they're talking about and a guy who knows what he's talking about, Josh Vernier, who joined us Monday. I wanted to play this audio for you because he had this to say about Bobby Witt Jr. getting things going in Texas.
But the Royals going back to Arlington, it's always a pivot point in the season, sadly, for Bobby Witt Jr. His big league, his first season in the show, he got off to a tough start. He goes to Arlington. He's driving past the ballpark he went to as a kid, and it reminded him of how lucky he was, and Bobby took off after that. Second season, something similar happened. Last year, he didn't need it because he was the MVP, and, well, it looks like Bobby needs it again. Maybe getting back in Arlington, being back around not just the family, but, being back home, maybe getting that reminder of, you're still something else, man. I mean, for as disappointing as this season has been, you're still one of the top 10 players in Major League Baseball based off of WAR. So I expect when the Royals return to Kauffman Stadium to take on the Dodgers, I expect MVP Bobby Witt Jr. to be back, and hopefully he has a new teammate.
So there you go. We'll see about the new teammate. But
that one there at the end. Huh? Hopefully he has a new teammate.
So we'll see what that happens there. But that is, one of the, better things to hear from Vern is to tell you, hey, this is a guy who follows the team for 162 for every single year. Arlington, or I guess it's more so like Dallas nowadays, is the place where Bobby goes to kind of get right, goes back home, gets that feel. Last night, Bobby looked like Bobby, and it was off to a great start, and the team followed suit.
Yeah, I mean, that sometimes that's what it takes, a little bit of home cooking, a little bit of familiar surroundings, see some people that are familiar in your life. Maybe you run into pops down there. Maybe it's mom. Maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's somebody who goes, hey, what are you doing, man? Stop pressing up there. Just go be you. And sometimes hearing it from your family helps a little bit, or just being comfortable and being in your surroundings. Maybe he saw his old high school coach or a buddy of his or somebody like that. Who knows what happens? But, he always plays well down there. And we saw it in the All-Star game last year. And, look, we saw it again last night. And last night was very, very important to see Bobby Witt get the bat going.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when it looks like that last night, because that was classic Royals there. I guess classic. That was from Royals of 2024 that we thought we'd see a lot more of in 2025. And maybe we will see more of it, because this team is a team of streaks, man. They've had a winning streak that was massive. They had a losing streak that was massive. And maybe now they get back into the right things and get going. But it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So we have our Fesco and Dusty poll that will go up on X. It'll be on the Fan 965. Dan Mears retired yesterday as the KC Wolf mascot. Dan Mears, does he belong in the Ring of Honor? I think all three of us say yes.
Hell yeah,
I think
does.
So.
Now, do you put him in as Dan Mears, or do you put him in as KC Wolf 1 or something like that,
I think you'd have to put him in as Dan Mears.
I think so, too.
And then when people that maybe aren't aware of who Dan Mears is and they look up in the Ring of Honor, like, Dan Mears, they say, oh, that was KC Wolf. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, what's that story? Now you get it. Because I'm always big into, you search a name and then you find out, the origin of where it all started, right? Like, you look up Pearl Jam and you find out their original name was Mookie Blaylock. Uh-huh. And then you're like, well, I didn't know that. And then you go down this rabbit hole and you're like, oh, Mookie Blaylock, they originally were this name. Now they're Pearl Jam. Why'd they change their name? And then you look at, the Ring of Honor. You're like, oh, I'm a young kid. Christian Okoye. Oh, did you know that? all this sort of stuff happened. So I think they should leave it as Dan Mears. And then I think they should put a little wolf mascot face.
Next to it.
Instead of the number where it says Derek Thomas 58, it says Dan Mears and there's a wolf.
Yeah. Like him riding the ATV or something.
Yeah. if you could put that up there, go down a rabbit hole. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
They used to do this.
Yeah.
They used to spear people in Raiders shirts.
Hell yeah, they did.
But yeah, it was a bittersweet day yesterday, because 35 years in the business as a mascot, you finally want to hang it up and, do your own thing in life. And,
old can you really do that too? Being in that suit, doing all those stunts. That is a young person's job, right? I mean, you don't want to be, Jerry Anselmo and falling all over the KC Wolf outfit, right? Like, you don't want that in your life. But, Dan was great. And the reason I think Dan Mears belongs in the Ring of Honor, and I'm sure we're going to get pushback from people, he didn't play and all that kind of stuff. There was about 25 years where the Chiefs didn't play, and you went to those games and you saw Casey Wolf, and he entertained the hell out of you, you know.
Oh.
And he was phenomenal. He was awesome. Became one of the best mascots out there. Everybody loved. We talked about the ATV stuff mm-hmm. that they used to do back in the day, and how awesome that was, and him being under the goalpost when they kick a field goal, or you know, the opposition, and he's you know, doing all that kind of stuff,
so
like
good.
The reactions of the fans and all of that, and it also gives an opportunity to explain, you know, why, you know, there's a Casey Wolf and the origins of all of that. And so I think it's awesome that Dan Mears goes into the Ring of Honor. I think it's important that he goes into the Ring of Honor, because I think he is a very important person when it comes to the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and telling the story of this franchise and letting everybody know this was the first mascot that we had here. He's in the Mascot Hall of Fame. He had entertained us for all of these years when Tyler Palko was playing quarterback. Hmm. Everybody knows who Casey Wolf is. Absolutely 100% Ring of Honor with him.
I think some of my favorite parts of Casey Wolf were like the down times. Because anytime that, you know, another touchdown score, they would kick a field goal to take the lead, he would just faint, like, below the goalpost.
Yes.
And you're like, ah, he's mascots can feel. But, like, I also, Mac brought this up, because I remember when I was a kid, like, he came to our school. And that was really special, because it was Casey Wolf. And you're like, that's, you know, the first, you know, I understand I have a kid's mentality. But, I mean, even, like, seeing the teacher's face and reactions, because, one, they didn't have to teach that day. They got to go to an assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely cool, because it was, I don't know, larger than life at the point in my life where I'm like, this is the mascot of the Chiefs. Like, this was, you know, this was more than if, like, Mahomes were to walk into the building at the time, because I wasn't old enough to understand, but I knew what a mascot was, and it was cool to me.
Well, and he was nice. He'd look you in the eye, came up to every kid, made you feel like you were an individual. Like, he gave mm-hmm. you the time of day with 100 other kids. He came and smiled at you, did the wolf thing, did a dance. I mean, that was like one of the best days of my middle school career.
I like how you said he gave you the eye contact. Those huge eyes,
right? Yeah. But I'm a little kid. I'm like, oh, yeah. The wolf's looking at me.
But they weren't left and right. They were centered.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You could spin those things around. You know, like, no, just a great mascot, great guy, and has done so much to bring joy to people in Kansas City. I mean, because you see him all the time at, you know, whether he's going to the hospital to visit kids, schools to visit kids, birthday party, whatever the case may be, man, have party, have Wolf, we'll hire. And Dan would be there and entertain people.
So again, you can go to our Fesco and Dusty poll question.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first, for steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Fan 965, does Dan Mears belong in the Ring of Honor? We unanimously as a show say yes. And we will talk to our guy who will be with Alex Gold next, Jay Binkley. We'll ask him the question, put him on the spot, if Dan Mears belongs to be in the Ring of Honor. Mr. KC Mock Draft himself, Jay Binkley, joins us on the other side.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.